Lord have mercy, ever come through. I mean, it's not even 24 hours yet, and I'm at that time of the day where it's like, ugh, I've really worked today. Oh, I really tried already, and I've not even done the real work. How are you? The sunny side. We hold it to be worthy of note on the clock. It's 24 minutes past 12. The sun rises here. And my name is Joyce. How are you? So this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, between 12 and 3, when the sun's at its peak, we're going to touch on necessary social conversations. One I think you'll find as interesting as you would find it riveting. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Radio is here. My name's Joyce. I come with a light, in the light, and for light. We'll be right back. It's 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's exactly 12:30 on the clock. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. How are you doing? All right. So, Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of note. I want to discuss, but not today, and I'm just giving you a heads up. So I think this is me saying, when you find the chance, please read about the fourth industrial revolution. The world has changed. No, it is not changing. It has changed. Everything is going digital. So you probably might have heard something called the NFTs. Yeah, good. Don't even smile. I have, and I don't think it's a conspiracy, but at least here's something that we can all agree on. For example, if you have a painting in your house, let's say you come from a background where, or maybe a family where you're into the arts of some sort. So you can maybe from your father's house bring a kind of sculpture that was given to him from his father. And here you are, inherited a certain art culture, art piece from your father. Or maybe you're a painter. So in your house, you have paintings. Maybe you love paintings. So you use your hard-earned money to buy paintings and you put it in your house. I want to establish something that there is a certain level of currency that's transmitted between the one who holds the painting and the one who, and the painting on the wall. So if the painting is on your wall, if you can touch art, there is a currency or a current that is transmitted between the spirit of the art and the man who holds the art or owns the art. So, for example, a caller called one time. He said he's a farmer. He grows chickens and goats and pigs. And he says he has such a good relationship with his animals that he can't eat them. So he sells them, but he can't pick one, kill, and eat. And you see, it's interesting to understand the sort of relationship that makes a farmer incapable of having just enough heart to pick one of the chickens he has fed for the last 8 months, slaughter it, and eat it. So it's as though there is now a current, a form of emotional transmission that has flown from owner of farm to chicken. So he can't look the chicken in the eye and slit it in the throat. He can't do that because it's like, I feel something. I will eat chicken, but I cannot kill you. So I'll go to the market and buy the chicken I have no relationship with, kill it and eat it. But I can't kill you. And you have to really dwell on that to really understand for a moment what it would mean for a person to own an art on the wall and what the art says to him or to her every day that they see it or every day that they can touch it. Now, what NFTs have done, they have digitalized the emotion. They have, or do I even say, and I'm talking NFT art now. Yes, you can make money. So right now, what NFTs, for example, are doing, your art, you will no longer hold it or have it on the wall. You'd have it on the internet. And I feel the moment that happens, there is no connectivity anymore. There's no emotional tie. So that the art can be said to have lost spirit. So you just have something that its highest value is money and no longer what you feel because you own it or feel because you have it or feel because of what it says to your spirit. The highest value it has is money. That's really what NFTs are. And that's one of many. Then there's the digitalization of currencies. And then there is the fact that it come this new world. most of the jobs will be taken by machines, less done by men, so there would be more unemployment. Look, I think you don't want to hear the nightmare that is the reality to come. We hear in a few more years, robots are going to take up jobs. More humans are going to go out of work. Self-driving cars, self-driving trains, robots serving you food, robots cooking food. First of all, I would not like, it doesn't matter what a robot cooks, I wouldn't want to eat a food made by a robot. I know you can settle for anything. You know, my assistant in the studio is looking like, you know, if I'm hungry, I wouldn't mind. Is it food? Yeah. So, you know, like they program robots to be capable of cooking a meal. And, you know, it's all settings. So let's say the water is supposed to boil at a certain degree before you add the rice. It's all programmed into the robot. So you just sit down watching FIFA and the robot cooks the food, serves another robot. Another robot brings it to you. And that's the life we're supposed to live. Let me even tell you what's crazy. Years ago, when sex dolls became an insane concept, scientists are saying in the future, you don't need a lover anymore. We would create for you a doll that you will buy and live with in the house. And you just charge the battery. If you tell it to come, it comes. Nobody argues. All of a sudden, this is your life now. Nobody will argue with you. Some of you don't even like being argued with because you want to be dominant. You want to be the lord in the situation. Hold on. Science is going to help you. There's a robot now. You just charge the battery. You can sleep with it, like practically have sex with it. And it can keep you, I guess you can also, you can set the body temperature. You can have it real hot if you want. If it's cold outside, you can have it warm, you know, just depending. And it won't talk except you speak to it. And you really have to be basic with your conversation. It's like, we're going to have sex now. You probably won't even have to say, you're just on it. Your lives are like just fizzling away. So now, well, that's that. And then there is the fact that you're going to have robots live as though they were humans. It's all over town. Robots communicating with you as though it was another human, laughing, telling you about its emotion, communicating with you as though you were speaking to another person. There's even one I heard that if your lover is overseas and you are on, say, like Skype with them, video calling them, like WhatsApp call, like WhatsApp video call, you can have a button on your finger where you can feel them. Did you know that? Yeah. So let's say you're on Skype having a conversation with a lover. Science is saying they're trying to close up the distance between you and your lover. So you will wear something on your hand. Then that thing is able to transmit something, and whatever it transmits is you feeling that other person where they are in Cotonou or in the US or the UK or in the village and you're in Lagos. Nah, science just wants to turn us to a bunch of dead things breathing air. Like, I don't get it. But it sounds as though this is what we call advancement. It sounds as though the future is said to be an advancement from the past. So what we come into would be a world where you eat artificial food and live artificial lives, and it will be called we would call it development. We would call the past primitive and old, and we would say that the future has come. Now, what other horrific story do I want to give to you now? I mean, it really, really gets bad. From the fact that you lose autonomy. Yeah, you lose autonomy. And China right now is practicing a credit system. Please follow up that gist, because except you're really going to hold on to poverty, because only I've thought about how we're going to not implement the credit system. So here's what the credit system is. The credit system is a means by which the government can judge your public behavior and give you a credit score for either good or bad behavior. So if you act good according to government standards, you get credit score, you get scored high. If you act good or if you act bad according to government ratings, you get scored low. The Chinese credit system is disallowing people with low credit scores from using the train, going to some public spaces. Like, you can't even mingle with society anymore. Like, your freedom now is nipped because your credit score is poor. You can't fly, you can't use the train. So it's like you either have a bicycle or you are jogging or you're probably trekking. Like, That's what they're doing. No, don't, you don't believe me. Just Google Chinese credit score system. And it's going to, some countries are rumored to be intending to adapt to it. Now, here is something else. In the future, well, they're practicing it right now. It is a form of, I need to recall the name. And if you know the name, it will be good if you can help me out with it. Where you're not required to work. The government will give you money and monitor how you spend it. It's actually called something I can't quite remember right now. They give you, you don't work. You just wake up, spend government's money, but government will monitor how you spend it. It's said to be a way by which people can be incentivized and maybe poverty is driven low. But I don't understand the government monitoring and the implication of that. So I guess the world leaders are preparing you for a time when, remember, the robots are going to take your job, right? So you're going to be unemployed and then you have to be put to some use. And maybe one would be where the government gives you money. So you just become a doll. You become something in the hands of someone else and your puppet master has no face. Like Big Brother type situation. Yeah. Okay. So please read about the fourth industrial revolution and all the benefits, if we can call it that, that the future holds. And the future is now because it's happening. Remember, fossil fuel is set to be gradually phased out because we want new energy. And all of that means, for example, gas prices are going up. Many people can't quite afford gas prices. And people are going to alternative means that power vehicles besides petrol. So usually, of course, your guess is as good as mine. Electric cars. So electric cars are the next best thing since COVID. No, maybe since sliced bread. Yeah, electric cars are the next big thing. Very soon, that's what you will probably, it's not going to work here because we don't have light. Except we'll charge with solar, probably. But that's the next big thing. So basically, every aspect of your life is going to be touched by science. Every. Your food has been touched by science. So every aspect of your life is going to be touched by science and you will call it advancement. And maybe so, or maybe not. We'll find out. So read about the fourth industrial revolution so that we can talk about these things. I hope these things really make your eyes light up because it does make my heart skip a bit thinking that there are some freedoms I will lose as a person the moment I'm on the grid in the future. So think about it. It's necessary to think about it. And then we'll talk about it. All right. Fourth industrial revolution. If you want any, you know, I wouldn't call it political, but for the sake of a better description, in my opinion, I think it's actually political. Follow on YouTube the World Economic Forum. They've been having these discussions. And it's funny because it's in public space. All these things I just mentioned to you is news. It's not even like a conspiracy theory. It's a plan for the fourth industrial revolution. It's the new world. So it's not a conspiracy. I'm not coming up with things. And if I came up with something, you really want to pay me a second ear because, you know, I'm always up to something, right? Well, please read about it so we can talk about it, all right? And the videos on YouTube, just follow the World Economic Forum. It's been the gist. The World Economic Forum is saying that they're going to create a pill where you swallow it and doctors can detect your body from the doctor's office. Boy. Boy. He's like, whoa, you like that? Okay. Oh, you like it? Oh, wow. 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 And it's interesting because every time I try to have a conversation with people, a lot of people are rather excited about the future. My assistant in the studio says, you know, it's not such a bad thing. Why am I trying to have a conversation around? It's not a bad thing that you can be in Lokoja and your doctor can scan your entire system from Abuja. Why can't he just off the whole power station? You just collapse somewhere, man. Or maybe the doctors, look, we'll talk about this later. I can't believe you like it. Not even in the way you smile about it. You sound like you can't wait for it to come. Okay. The fourth industrial revolution, the future is here. Your world has changed. Life has changed. And we need to talk about that. Okay, so today on the show, we're going to talk we're going to talk about society, social values, once upon a time, probably still is the case, actually. Society requires that the male child carries the name of the father. I want to talk about what that still means today, if it still means the same thing. Now, here is what I want you to consider. Now, there are some fathers who just have female daughters, and those fathers seem to resign themselves to fate that no one of his children would carry on his name. I don't know how society judges. I don't know. And that's me being honest. I don't know how society perceives men without sons, given that society assumes that the man with a son has something of repute, has something worthy of something. So if society's that way, if we can go by the social judgment of society, it would appear that the father who has a son is of higher. And pardon me, I might be wrong, but you see, when you get the chance to call, you can explain how society judges a man without daughters. Is it that the man must resign himself to fate, that nobody will carry his name? Does it make him less of a man as the man who had sons? That's one. And then the other is, shouldn't a daughter also be allowed to carry on her father's name? And if you say no, then why? The Sunny Side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. It's Worthy of Note.
This is Worthy of Note.
0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. My name's Joyce. I'm so glad to have you here and certainly looking forward to this conversation about social presuppositions. I mean, these are principles that some of you say were the patterns of your forefathers, and many of you have left it unchallenged. And maybe there's no reason to challenge it, but there are some situations that happen within life that causes one to want to question things. So this is me trying to question what would appear to be a somewhat obvious reality. Society and the man without sons, in comparison to the man with sons, how he's judged. And shouldn't a daughter be able to carry on her father's name? If you say no, then why? Nigeria Info, 01465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993 on the show. And after now, my name's Joyce. Welcome. Make it back. Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling. Good afternoon to you.
Comrade Koboko.
Good to have you here.
And in our country I come from, a woman doesn't have land, and a woman doesn't carry naturally a father's name. But if your papa no get married to king, she may be forced to get pregnant, and the born, maybe God will give her a man to carry the name of the father. And control the property on the land. But naturally, women, they have to go and carry their own husband's name.
Hold on. Okay. Let me ask you. If you say she is forced to get pregnant, the person she got pregnant for, wouldn't the person require her to give his name to the child? Because now you're saying if she's forced to get pregnant, the child she gives birth to will carry her own father's name. But what about the name of the man with whom she had sex with?
I have my two village men. When no born men, their daughters got pregnant in my village, and they both became, one is 35, one is 20 years. They're in the house now, carrying the surname of him, papa, in my village.
That's a radical way to use women. Isn't that wrong?
And I'm answering you. Whether you're talking about radical or radical, I don't know. Because any men that are feeling less, that is not going to be, some have resigned to faith, some have resorted to faith, but some don't care. Still,
okay.
When they die, if some of their daughters never marry, they can still have to get pregnant and get the king for the man that has died. Now, the one that happened last December, in my village too, so there are three now that never bought the king, and then that have bought the king, but they never married. In my village now, go. So
okay.
a woman, you know, they get property now, and in Igbo land.
So I want you to question it. So that's the thing. You say the woman is not deserving of property. Then you use her to get... That's insane.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to hear other people talk about the culture. Let's see where this takes us.
To marry away. You cannot compete with a man in Igbo land.
You're ridiculous for saying that. Well, yeah. I guess that's really what you've been. On these types of issues, just outright, you just aim for ridiculousness. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Wow. So can you imagine that for a moment? The woman is deemed unworthy. Then you use an unworthy vessel to aim at something. It's like, well, your entire structure seems to have cracks all over it. We'll find out more. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
My name is Anne.
Welcome, Anne.
Okay, I feel that people who are doing this, they're just ignorant, because my grandfather, nobody remembers his name in my village today, but they say boys carry on their father's name.
Lost you. I guess you couldn't have finished out your thought. Make it back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah. Am I speaking with Joyce?
What do you think?
Okay, I want to talk about the issue of the innovation and invention.
No. That's a conversation for another day. That's like a two-hour conversation on Nigeria Info. Don't worry, I promise you. It's going to happen. But not today.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you very much. We really need to talk about that, the advancement of the future and the fourth industrial revolution. Please follow the World Economic Forum on Twitter. Follow their videos on YouTube. They've been talking about it. Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
My name is Roland. You see this old culture.
Okay.
I think and I believe someone started it from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They will say it's our old culture, our people, our great grand, whatever.
Exactly.
But somebody coined it.
True.
And so today, what people need to know is that the way it was coined, it can also be
uncoined,
you know, reversed.
Yeah.
And then I wonder why people would say that.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I lost your last sentence. If you would, could you repeat that?
What?
I lost your last sentence because your line was cracking.
Okay, I said someone coined all these
exactly
cultures and all that.
I got that.
And then I also believe that someone can reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we say we are educated, we are getting exposed. We are no longer the people that we were, or our great-grandfathers and all that were. Mm. We have traveled wide. We have mixed with other people, and we have found out how things have been done.
Okay.
So I wonder why, you know, you give a woman out for marriage, you demand so much, and yet you deny her when it comes to this kind of thing.
Thank you. Another way to look at it. You demand so much and then you make her unworthy.
As for me, I have two children. The first one is a girl.
Okay.
The first one is a boy. And I have been singing it to anybody who cares to know, and I'm ready to put it in writing and write my will.
Oh.
I'm not going to put my boy over and above my girl.
Oh.
Because my girl, apart from being older, she's my child. So whatever it is, I mean, well, how can you so maltreat your child all in the name of culture?
Okay.
I don't understand it.
I mean,
and I'm an Igbo person, but I will not take it. I don't understand it. And I've had a discussion with my husband, and we have come to that.
Wow.
And he understands it very well.
Oh.
And so that's where we stand in our own family.
Well, look, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Nigeria Info. So I think I have about a minute and a half. I don't know if it's enough for the next caller. Good afternoon to you. Tell me your name. You can go ahead real quick.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon,
lady. My name is Chi. I'm not even sure what this topic is. I just stumbled into someone talking about women who are given away in marriage or who are made to get pregnant so that they are... supposed sons, imaginary sons that they will give birth to will have the names of their own fathers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this other lady who said she didn't understand what that was about.
Okay, so let me tell you what the topic is, and this is also an extension to everyone else who's unclear. Now, I will give you the topic, and then I have to be off on a break. It would mean you either have to hold.
I'll wait.
Okay, good. So here is the topic. So culture requires that the male child carries on the name of the father. That's one. My question is, what about the men who do not have male children, who just have females? Is he adjudged to be less of a man? Does he resign himself to faith that he will not have respect, regard his unworthy, because society thinks he doesn't have a male child? That's one. Two, the daughter. I mean, like, if we say that the daughter is the seed of the man, and say we give her out, but somehow we think that she's not. Do we think she can carry out the name of her father? I mean, she's a child of her father. Can she continue the name of her father? If we say no, then why? Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So you have a few minutes to think about it. I'll go off on a break and come right back to you if you hold on.
That's fine.
All right. Nigeria Info, we're off on a break. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. It's Worthy of Notes. Beautiful Wednesday afternoon to you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. 1 p.m. on the clock. All right, the conversation continues. It's all right. Conversation continues. Welcome, my name's Joyce, and we hold this to be worthy of note. My caller, you're a darling. Thank you. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So, about the topic, it's been on for ages, and even if people don't talk about it publicly, it's something they ruminate over. Wondering at the fairness of it all.
Okay, good.
But I think, personally, I think it's reflective of the people who have decided to cower under the shadow of this imaginary big monster called culture.
Wow.
And also, because it is imaginary.
Okay.
There are absolutely no consequences, for God's sake. There are no far-reaching consequences for any violation. There is nothing it will do to you. But they've decided to be bullied. They've decided to cower and give in. And they've decided to be lazy. Oh, just leave it as status quo and let it go. And a lot of these mischief makers, never-do-wells, who have decided to drive this narrative to keep gaining the upper hand and keep holding on to these nonsensical cultures. It makes absolutely no sense. What am I doing with my name? I'm dead. What am I doing with it? Do you know that there are fathers who have children who don't want to have anything to do with them? Why do I want to keep your name if you've been such a disgrace?
True.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's in a name?
Okay.
That's the question. What's in a name? I understand that the Nigerian constitution would give the name of the children to the father. Yeah, what does that even mean?
Wow.
In Ghana, I gather that the children typically are for the mother. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't know for Ghana, but I know for some cultures, for Italy, for example, the women keep their father's names.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything.
In a free world, in the free nation, the woman can keep her father's name if she wills. Like, it's not like...
Yeah, so it doesn't mean anything. So people who hold on to this culture are just mischief makers, lazy people who are manipulative and who practice witchcraft, in my opinion.
Oh, wait, no, not all of them practice witchcraft. I think...
No. You need to understand what I mean by witchcraft. Manipulation, I just call manipulation
okay,
witchcraft. Okay. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean.
Wow.
So it's manipulation to hold people to ransom. And then they're so scared of falling out of line. Oh, I don't have a son. And then the girls are non-entities. Let me tell you something, Joyce. I know this professor. This is real life. Six children, all girls. Medical doctors, architects, pharmacists, engineers.
Wow.
All the whole works. And, you know, they used to come to my church. I'll tell you, no kidding. Once these girls get into the building, everything the preacher is saying is lost. I don't listen anymore. I'm just looking at them. I'm just like, wow. They're so beautiful, so graceful.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
he's a professor.
That.
And for the longest time, his people wanted him to get married to another woman so that he could have a son.
Because he was
the only son. And then he fought them, he was becoming so ugly, they were attacking his wife. And then one day he called them for a meeting, his family people, and he said to them that, you know, he wants to tell them something in confidence. They said what? He said that they went to the hospital and they found out that
he's impotent.
He had a disease, that he had a disease that, you know, had messed up with his genes, and so forever and ever, all he'll be able to ever give is females. And they said that the wife had witchcraft him, or whatever it is they called it.
Yeah.
For him to admit to such nonsense. So you see that these people are mischief makers. They know what they're doing. It's not ignorance. Don't even tell me it's ignorance. They know exactly what they're doing. It keeps them in power. And you find the educated people who know better, I don't want to say who should know better because they know better, so scared of confronting these people.
Wow.
I'm sorry to digress a bit. It's just like the Omo nothing. Something from the East. It's like the Omo nothing. It's nonsense. A bunch of people who don't know me, who have never had an impute in my upbringing, sit down and say what my husband should give to them when they come to marry me. What is that? And then you must drag all of them back home to come and have this ceremony because it's culture. When my father doesn't live in the village. Do you understand the nonsensical nature of this whole thing? And to think that we're pandering to it, the educated ones, the exposed ones, we feed this nonsense.
You know, even if your enemy was listening to you right now, except they could prove you wrong, I think you're right.
I mean...
I don't know that you are right in the sense of culture, but I think that you are right in the sense of argument. You have an argument, so we need someone to counter your argument.
Yes.
Someone has to counter
your argument. I heard you saying something about, okay, so the girl is not seen to be human. She's less of a human, but she's used as an instrument to drive home whatever point you want to make, or you know, to get to the destination of this El Dorado.
Let me even tell you, it's insane. It's insane for a father. Turn off your radio. I'm getting that interruption. It's grating on my
nerves. No, I don't even have any radio. I'm using my car radio. So it's over. It's superimposes and knocks off the radio.
Can you turn off the radio, please? Then you have to turn off the radio.
Can you hear me, Joyce?
Yeah, but turn off the volume of your radio set.
No, there's no radio on.
Oh.
I'm driving with my mobile. My mobile is connected to my radio.
Oh, okay.
So when there's a call, it knocks off the radio.
Okay, all right. So to me, I think it can be akin to witchcraft for a father to give birth to a daughter. And because he doesn't have a son, he tells his daughter to go get pregnant, bring the child to come bear my name. That's madness. That's insane.
She's an instrument for you. Yeah.
That's insanity.
It's insanity.
I don't get it.
I see it too in places. They do it. So she just gets pregnant, you know, outside wedlock. Even maybe for an imbecile or for some guy who's...
So all of a sudden, it's okay for her to get married out of wedlock. I'm sorry you have to go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to go. The feedback is bad. I'm sorry you have to go. The feedback is so bad. I do apologize, but you have laid a very good argument, so we need to counter that.
Thank you very much. I'll be waiting for that counter.
Sure. Thank you. And she really waited a minute, though. Okay, so it's incomprehensible. It's unconscionable that a father who couldn't give birth to a child did not find his daughter worthy to propagate the future, but uses the unworthy thing to achieve an outcome. Oh, God, make that thing make sense. Except, you know, you're like, well, let's not think. Let's just call it culture. Let's not react in thought. Let's not apply a reason. Don't bring the light into the dark. Just do what you are told, or do as you are told. That's madness. No.
Hello.
99.3 Nigeria.
Yeah, Joy Onyemowa.
Wow.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Long time.
How's it been?
This is your brother, Kenny, calling from Ikeja.
We'll determine the brotherhood once you lay down your logic.
You see, Joy, you see, the problem we have in this country is this. We always try to compare the Western world, and that has been a Nigeria problem.
Okay.
Somebody's comparing Ghana, Italy, and Germany. Is it Ghana, Italy, Germany? Is it Nigeria?
To be honest with you.
Or is it Igbo or Yoruba?
To be honest with you.
You see, We should learn to live our culture.
Wait.
Somebody call and try to insulting our so-called culture.
Relax.
For example.
Excuse me. Stop. Please wait. You don't have to agree with Italy. You don't have to agree with Ghana.
Of course. Yes.
Good.
I want you
to defend what you're doing, what your practice is. That's all. Let's stay there.
Can I make my own point?
Sure, absolutely. Please go ahead.
Okay. You see, whether anybody like it or not, everybody has a culture. Even the Western ones do.
So let's debate the culture. That's what we're doing here. I know you have a culture. Let's debate it. A son is said to carry on the name of his father. If a man doesn't have a son, is he less of a man by social standards? Because there is something that men are said to have attained by social or cultural standards when he has a son. So if your brother doesn't have a son, he has only daughters, he's useless now. Can we say that?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. What you said, now I'm away because I'm a Igbo man. And this is happening to Igbo. And this thing has been all. You see, for example, let me give you an example now. Do you know this thing affects even my room too? Do you know that in Igbo culture, if you want to go and marry, you have to go and ask some questions of the family you're marrying. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. If I was going to get a job, I would go ask about a job.
Do you know that if any family that know how they met child, the application that so maybe don't go there married.
Why?
And let me give one scenario again. In Igbo land, it's an abomination for the woman who has not married to take in the father's house. It's an abomination.
Okay, so a caller called in earlier and said that if the man doesn't have a child, this same abomination is tolerated. This thing you call abomination now is what a man will tolerate just so that he can have the daughter. To give him a child.
He said something. Okay, wait. He said that you have to do what they call culturally to terminate that curse. He said it.
To terminate what curse?
That's what is the word. This is the abomination.
He didn't tell us about any curse.
You must call the woman and do what they call the culture to admonish that so that if she take him, the curse will not land on her.
Wait a second. Right. Wait, so is it a curse that a man doesn't have male children?
No. It's not. But in the culture, you can't do it.
If it's not a curse that a man doesn't have male children, how does your culture make him feel like it's a curse?
Let me come in. That case, that is a personal issue. Do you know why?
What?
That's a personal issue. Because do you know what personal issue? That is a selfish man in purpose. If he don't have a male child, he's not meant to give a male child. It's God, isn't it? Why does that man want to have a message? Because he's talking property. So that is not the culture. This is their own view. If you don't want to have a message, a villager cannot ask you to go and ask your daughter to pregnant.
Good. So now you think that for a man to not have a male child and use his daughter to get a male child is wrong?
No, to me personally,
it's not wrong.
Me, for example, where I come from, it does not. I'm from Imo State, and the fact that where I come from, State. It's over said. Do you understand me? In that case, that's clearly, it doesn't happen at all side, clearly. But as I said, if it eventually happened, you will not blame the homeowner or church. You should blame the father of the girl. Because if you choose not have an, if you don't have a male child, it's not the fault of the woman or the father of the God. This is what God gives to you. But for me, it's really for their own selfish interest. Remember, it's not about my property. Remember that something, why you want to get a male child, it's not about my property. I hope you're aware of that.
Yeah, so but it's the same property. You intimidate the man for not having a male child. So that's why when the man dies, his brothers come and throw the wife out. That's your culture, isn't it?
How is it a woman's fault? Remember, he said it's the brother. It's his brother. It's not the cultural thing. That is the brother. That's what I'm telling you now. Like,
okay.
It has to be the family that he comes from.
All right.
So let's understand this issue. But as I said, let's not deal with a culture. Culture is meant to eventually, I come to live. So let's not come and import us.
Okay, so can the daughter carry on her father's name? Because your culture doesn't allow the woman carry her father's name. So does your...
And it should. Do you know why? Do you know why it's impossible? Let me be realistic.
Impossible?
She's going to marry, isn't it? Is it going to be answered to them? Let me say, this is our chest now. If you mind,
that's because you're hinging her carrying her father's name on her carrying the husband's name, which is still your cultural bias. She can choose to keep her father's name. Will your culture? Stop. Let me say something. Listen. Wait, let me say something.
I'm with you.
The culture says that the woman cannot carry her father's name.
Yes, understood. Yes.
It is a choice for her. The moment you say it's impossible, you take away her choice. She can choose to keep her father's name or carry her husband's name. Because it's choice, you don't determine what her choice is. She will choose whether she wants her father's name or her husband's name. But now I'm asking you the question the culture places on the woman. The reason you're saying it's impossible is because your culture has not given the woman choice. So if you say the woman cannot carry on her father's name, I'm saying why?
Let me give reason why I'm making. See, the problem we're having this profession is that you cannot bring culture and constitutional. It's impossible.
You think I'm bringing culture and confusion together?
About culture.
You're speaking to me, and you say I'm bringing culture and confusion together.
You're
going to have to go home, my friend. Thank you. That was a moment. I don't know if I want it to be remarkable. The Sony side. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Like you just said, I was bringing culture and confusion. Me? All right.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio.
Good afternoon.
I heard you. Good afternoon. I heard you and I responded.
I'm having a big laugh here.
Well, I hope it's funny, really, because I'm not sure what the last caller meant by confusion. Is it like you don't understand logic or I'm not clear? or you can
you
admit.
You know why I'm laughing?
Why?
By the way, my name is Adeline.
Welcome, Adeline.
And I'm laughing because culture is a way of life of a people, and it is the people that determine how that life is lived. And there is nothing cast in on stone that it must be like that. So, personally, I believe that the culture was made by man, and man also can remake the culture. Do you understand? And then as for a woman, you know, carrying her father's name, I think it's entirely her choice. But we know that with marriage, you drop your father's name. But if you don't want to...
Yeah, so hold on a second. You're saying with marriage, you're supposing that the woman must disappear.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So, but it's a choice. We've seen women who have a compound name, their father's name and their husband's name. And if it is okay with them and it's okay with their husband, so fine.
So the man who doesn't have a child, is he useless? Is he less? Maybe not useless. Is he less? Because there's emphasis on masculinity, that the man who therefore does not bring forth masculinity from his line must therefore be deemed less by your actions.
Everybody doesn't have to have a male child.
No. So when you say it's not a compulsory thing, you're not the one giving children, so you can't even determine what is or isn't.
Exactly.
So I'm speaking about culture. So now that man who doesn't have male children, is he less of...
You're not the man to feel less of a man because he's not the one who gave himself children. That's my argument.
So can't his daughters carry his name? Does he then disappear? Does his legacy disappear because he doesn't have male children?
They are free to carry on his name if they so wish.
Oh, well, that's it. Let's hear the men then, because I think you women are liberals. Mm-hmm. Let's hear the men. The men who would not contend with what's imposed on them. I'm not even asking you to change your culture. I'm asking you to face it and think about it and then see whether you can make any honest judgment about the things you practice. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. We're trying to contend with the rationale behind culture and cultural practices as it affects the carrying on of a name. Good afternoon. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
My name is Sterling from Otter.
Good to have you here. Thank you for calling, Nigeria Info.
Okay, yes, sir. I want to enter from like two or three angles.
Okay, let's hear you.
First of all, let's look at the NYC because it happens to me.
Oh.
My wife studied in university.
Turn off your radio. Like, that's a principle around here. Please turn off the volume of your radio set. You know how this works. Thank you. You can go ahead.
Okay. My wife studied in university. When she was about to serve, the NYC told her to get some documents so that she can serve in Lagos with me. I had to go get the letter of the paper of where I work.
Okay.
So also, technically, even the NYC will supporting that change of name because she wouldn't have served in Lagos.
She wouldn't have served in Lagos if she didn't change her name?
Yes.
Change her name to what?
She changed my name to... We got married. She changed my to my own son name from my son to my own son name.
Yeah,
so
but
the NYC told us we have to serve in Lagos state.
You're sounding as though you don't have a choice. You're sounding like, well, someone is making your choices for you. You're sounding like, I'm here, but be living my life for me. That's what you're doing here on radio.
No, I'm trying to butcher the point that there are some things that happen even in the community, even some organizations that encourage that change of name.
Yeah, but you see, it's people that is doing it. So you see, it's people that is...
Yes, I understand.
It's people doing it. So if I were your NYSC coordinator, that wouldn't matter to me. But you see, the person...
You can ask people. NYC has to do it to laugh.
That's what I'm saying. If I was in NYSC, it wouldn't count. If I, Joyce, was in NYSC, given what I know, what I believe, it wouldn't count. So the people who perpetrate these things are a product of culture. So now let's talk about culture.
Yes. Then for the aspect of the women in the Yoruba tribe, it is not compulsory for you to change your name. As a matter of fact, there was an argument that happened some days ago on radio. I was laughing. Because if you are a female and you're from Yoruba clan, you will inherit property. As a matter of fact, you can go find out there are some states in Nigeria that their kings is a female.
Yeah, I've seen some on Instagram. Yes. Yeah, I've seen. You're right. I've seen some. Yeah, the kings are females.
She may be like a temporary, but as some, it will be there for life.
Oh,
so it has to do with the ethnicity. It has to do with technically, if you look at it.
So then,
technically,
it seems as though if the Yoruba is different from the Igbo, and maybe this Igbo left is different from the Igbo right, and the Igbo right is different from the Benue and the Hausa, these are not truths. These are practices of men that can be changed, right?
Yes, of course. It is subject to change, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you very much for calling. That went well. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Honey.
Just sweet measure.
Well, I like the fact that you can confuse me. Oh, wow.
My partner and my best friend.
Hello.
Honestly. Okay, yeah, you need to see how they take blame.
Wow.
And again, sometimes, if I get this, before I even marry, if I give up first.
You haven't determined who's on this other end.
Okay, please go.
That's all right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce, but that must be something. Welcome to the show. I lost you. Please make it back. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
I'm able to get through.
Glad you got through. Tell me your name and you can go ahead.
My name is Geraldine and I'm on transit.
Welcome, Geraldine.
Okay. So about this woman keeping her father's name or deciding to keep it, that's different to say. There are some cultures when you get, when you know about them, when you get to know about them, what they do, a woman can decide on her own, let's assume her father didn't have a male child, they can decide on their own that, okay, I'm going to stay in my father's house and give birth. If I get a male child, fine, he's going to get my father's name. Then myself, I can decide I'm not getting married, I'm going to stay in my father's house and carry my father's name. Some people will decide, okay, they are getting married, but they decide with their husband, I'm going to keep my father's name.
Wait, Geraldine.
And then for those that don't have, I know some parts in Igbo land where even if a couple, so not even give birth, they are allowed to go and marry maybe a young girl that got pregnant out of wedlock, they will pay the lady's bride price, bring the lady home. When the lady gives birth, whether male or female, they can now keep the baby and go to their parents. Okay, we are done. You ask the lady, do you want to stay or do you want to go?
Do you understand that your culture is based on interest?
Exactly.
This is ridiculous. You're like, everything you just said, it's just, where am I going to benefit? Then that's the culture. That's really what you're saying. So a girl who, by your culture, is determined to have done something abominable if she goes out to get pregnant without being married, that same abomination is tolerated if the aim is to keep the father's name.
No, that's where we find out.
No, it's Geraldine.
Selfishness.
No, this is insane.
Plays a big role in this whole.
This is just self-serving. This is greed.
When it's about property, when it's about the property, it's fine. When the man doesn't have a male child, they throw everybody's risk. But when it's about keeping a name or getting a male child, they will now use the same lady.
If the girl, so why shouldn't the girl carry on her father's name if you can use her to achieve the aim of getting a son to keep the father's name? Why can't she keep her father's name? Why do you tolerate abomination? The same abomination you rejected on the left, you take it on the right just so that you can achieve something.
That's just my confusion here.
You cannot be confused. You're not confused. You're not confused. You have to choose. You're not confused. Make a choice.
No. Choice by culture, by our culture.
Oh, God of heaven.
Our culture. It does not permit to say, okay, a woman can just keep her father's name and still have
the implication of what you're saying.
Okay,
so Geraldine, you sound like an educated person. The implication of what you're saying is you are going to trash your education to sustain your culture, which you know is not right by your conscience.
Yes, it's not.
You know it's not right, but you will suspend education. You will suspend the truth in your conscience just to maintain your culture.
If I can speak for myself, Joyce, I totally support it that a woman can decide to carry her father's name. A woman can decide to stay home and have a children. A woman is supposed to even, like my dad.
And you guys are praying to God.
Before he died, he told my brother, I got a share of my father's property. He made it known that to everybody that my female children are children, the male children are children, so whatever I have is going to be shared amongst my children, not male children, and then female children can go to their husband's houses. No,
Okay.
Even my sisters and their husbands are collecting whatever it is that my father gives to them.
Okay. Thank you very much. For me,
I don't see anything wrong in a woman keeping her father's name or carrying her father's name.
Wow.
Seriously.
Thank
it's you. It's okay for a woman to not carry her father's name.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth.
Okay. Well, I hope it's truth enough that you honestly believe. I hope you believe it enough to act it.
I do. I believe it. It is
okay.
Fine. This
okay.
is a world where you can make your choices.
Okay.
You can make your choices.
Okay.
So it's okay for a woman to choose to carry her father's name, and nobody should be bothered about that.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome, Joyce.
Wow. So, fellow Nigerians, huh? We can nearly assume, I'm going to pick more calls, we're going to speak to more people, and you can counter this, but I want to actually verbalize this thought, at least I've gotten from the conversation thus far, is that you know the truth in your conscience, but you will silence the truth to live a lie. So that because you know it's a lie, you deliberately choose to not confront the lie so that the lie can exist, subsist, and become something. You will absorb yourself of responsibility because you tell yourself it's culture. But you make a deliberate attempt to silence the truth in your conscience so that you can live a lie embedded in culture. Okay, so the question is, if the man doesn't give birth to children, is he less of a man? Because if you qualify one man with sons to be the Odogu or the Oba, or I don't know how you extol these men, if you hold him in a higher regard to the one with daughters, is the one with daughters less? That's one. If a daughter cannot carry on her father's name, why? My name's Joyce. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Back to the conversation. Telephone line ringing hard. Nigerians are on this one. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, ladies. Good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm back. It's Chi again. I found a way to disconnect my car radio.
Oh, great. So you were... oh, wow. This is good.
Yeah. I forgot to say something, you know.
Okay.
That's real. I just have one more thing to add to those who are located.
Could you speak up a little bit more?
I'm trying.
Okay.
This is the best I can because it's, you know.
Okay, so I will manage. I think it's a lot better than the last time. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I have something else to add. Just
okay.
One more thing to add for the advocate, for the apologist. You know, the culture thing, I mean, culture is good, but when it's beginning to be like a hindrance to people, then it's become
a stumbling block, an obstacle. Mark. Yeah, the devil itself.
Yeah. Yes, so for the bad ones, the ones that are not serving us, why are we feeding the narrative? Why are we feeding it? Like I said,
what do you mean? Why are we feeding it?
They know the truth, but it's serving the patriarchal system, the ugly side of patriarchy.
Okay.
So why not just let it rest?
Why don't you do what? I can't hear you. Why don't you what? I'm trying. You sound distant from your mouthpiece, so that's the issue here.
Okay, hold on. Just 1 minute.
That's good. Okay.
1 minute. Can you hear me now?
That's good. Thank you.
Better?
Yeah, a whole lot better. Thank you. This is good.
Okay. So,
you're saying that it's feeding the bad side of patriarchy, so why don't we do what?
Why don't you want this to stop? It's feeding the patriarchy. It's a group of people are enjoying it, so why do you want to stop it? It's our culture. It's a culture. It's a culture. One more thing before I go.
Okay.
Some time ago, we had this culture that when a woman who is pregnant goes through her 9 months of gestation and gives birth, and what she gives birth to is a twins, it was a curse.
Yeah.
That was culture.
Yeah.
And the twins were killed. That was culture.
One is killed. So my father's father is a twin, and one was killed. So my grandfather is from that generation. Yeah, yeah. My grandfather is a twin, and he was killed. He wasn't killed. His twin was killed. So I'm of that line.
Who sat down and drew a constitution for a people, and they've been living by it. That constitution can be rewritten. Otherwise, why are we asking for a rewrite of our constitution in Nigeria?
Oh, well, so you had to just come back and throw even more fire to an already inflamed situation. All right. Well, we'll think about that for a moment. Thank you very, very much for calling. I really appreciate
you,
it.
Thank you, Joyce. We have to make this stop. We have to.
Well, let's see.
Thank you for all you do.
Well, bless
you. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Shining light to dark crevices.
Thank you.
Light must win. Thank you, Joyce.
Men must arise, at least men who would choose the light over the dark. Let's find out whether there's a superior argument to what can be said to be the undercurrent of what prevails in culture. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Madam George. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
It's Anonymous.
Okay.
I have a question before being apart from this topic.
Sure.
I want to find out, is this out of wedlock if you have the consent of the lady you are dating and your parents is also aware? The lady moving with you and, you know, there's an issue between you guys. Is this type of wedlock? If one is trying to be rational because of the economy and the other thing, doesn't want to, you know, go into the proper marriage of the thing.
If one is rational, what do you mean? How does wait, bring it back. I don't want to prejudge you. What do you mean rational? What does that mean?
That in terms of the economy of the country today, you know, one's trying to be economic and all that, trying to balance things up and all that.
Oh, wait, you have a wife that you're not legally married to because you're trying to be...
Not your wife.
A lover. You have a lover you're not yet married to.
Yes.
And then her parents consent and your parents consent.
Yes.
And is it out of wedlock?
If something happens, is it going to be out of wedlock?
No, I don't believe that. No, I don't. Actually, the only the primary consent would be both of you agreeing before something... Before God, because He institutes marriage. So the most primary consent is you and your lover agreeing we're going to be married, and you agree that before God. Everybody else is a feature. You can move features around. You can update them, downgrade them. Everybody else is a variable. So no, it's not out of wedlock. I don't believe that.
Thank you.
Hold on a sec. Have you done something bad?
No, I'm just trying to be careful.
As long as you agree and she agrees, that's the primary, that's the foundation. Then your parents come and say, okay, you've agreed. Okay, here's our blessing now. We wish you well. You see that? That's what your parents are the second part of it. They're like, okay, God bless you. Go well. Don't fall. Don't fight. Love your neighbor. Love your wife. Do it there. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the guy's probably just thinking, I want to have your child now. Just give it to your child that doesn't have... No, I don't believe that. I don't. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. You're on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Mike.
Welcome, Mike.
Adam.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. Thank
you. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah. Like you say, madam, I don't need to go into too much argument. Children belong to the man that they belong to the woman. You should understand that.
You don't think English is hard for me now, do you?
Yes, let me hear you now.
Go ahead.
Yes, okay. Like I'm saying, that no matter how it is, that a man and a woman will come together and marry. Even right from Bible, you know that. Like in Igbo language, we are saying, Igbo tend to be more Christian than the other side. But the tradition there looks somehow...
The tradition is non-Christian.
It's not totally non-Christian, but then you surprise some tradition that you'll be surprised whether these ones belong to Christianity or something.
They worship the gods of the land.
No. But what I'm telling you is that in any case, a man and a woman, it's the man that has the family. No matter what happens, like I am today, I can never belong to my mother's side. And nothing can happen. Like I die today, they won't bury me at my mother's side. It is my father's side, and it's my people that will bury me. My mother's side can have never had nothing to do.
Okay,
they cannot explain where I should be buried or how I should
be
buried.
So now you see, you have a point, but we must extend the argument, and it is for the sake of interrogation that we must extend it. You have your point. I'm not taking anything away from you. So now there are some children who grew up who, so on Father's Day, I think Monday, I had a conversation around fathers. Quite a number of callers called in loving their fathers, praying for their fathers, particularly their fathers who were late. It was a moment. But some other people called and said that they don't like their fathers, or say they have no relationship with their fathers. They don't want to ever meet their father eye to eye. Like, people are that way. So those kinds of fathers, we must admit that in society, there are people who, as you, if we're following your logic now, where you're saying that the child belongs to the father, but there are fathers who have acted less fatherly, less committed, fathers who have been abusive, who have been reckless and denied the responsibility of that office, or say that position of father. And so the children pretty much follow the leader, which at this moment now becomes the mother. By your logic, are those children bastards?
Yeah, that is... That's
by your logic, are those children... No, because that's the implication of culture, and I want to talk about it. It cannot be good when it favors you. We must establish the truth so that those who fall on the fringes can benefit from the good of the truth. So let me ask you, those children whom their fathers abused, their mothers left, went away, married another person, are those children bastards?
No, no matter
are
how
those children are... bastards? You owe me one. It's a yes or a no.
No.
Good. So it means that you follow the person who carries the burden of responsibility, even if it's your uncle's, sister's, child's, mother's, nephew, who is good enough to take care of everybody in the family. You follow the leader. You follow the light. That's what you do. So the light can be on brothers, my mother's brother's younger sister's son, who is helping us.
Okay.
No, I'm asking you, because you must think about it.
Yeah,
so the man who doesn't have a child, can his daughters bear his name? If they can't, why?
The man who doesn't have a child?
Yeah, by your logic.
Nobody will bear his name or name when you don't have anything. You don't have a child.
So if he has daughters, he doesn't have sons. Is the man less of a man?
No,
by your logic.
He has daughter already. The daughter bears his name.
Can the daughter retain the name if they wish?
What?
Can his daughters retain his name if they wish? Some women, their fathers are better than their husbands. If there's anybody to honor, it's your father. So can the children decide, I'd rather keep my father's name?
No, they can't belong to anywhere than their father, that their mother born them with. Because they cannot.
But your culture demands that if she marries a man, she must take the man's name.
Yes, she must take the man's name.
You're conflicting yourself. So whose name does she keep? Husband or father, if she chooses?
Even biblically, women are a helper to man. That's what.
So basically, you're saying that the woman is of little importance in all of this. Yeah, so she has little importance then.
So if you had
five children, you had four girls and one boy, your prime possession is your son, and your daughters, four in number, are less to you as a father, and those children came out of you.
That they shouldn't belong to me.
No, they're less important to you. Your prime treasure is your son.
Very important.
How important? Because it seems as though you're rating your son over your daughters. Right.
You are very important. Anywhere
so I'm asking you a question. How important, if you rate your son over your daughters because of culture, then you have implied, in fact, you have stated without doubt that your children are your daughters are less. That's what you have done.
The area you rate your son than the daughter is that he is the one to replace whatever you had done before you are here.
Can your female daughters not do it? Are they less useful to you because you think your son can? There are men who have sons and their sons are useless.
Your daughter cannot handle.
All right, then.
Son can handle for you. That's how it is.
So what about the men who have sons but have useless sons, but their daughters have a head on their shoulders?
Nothing happened to that one.
Oh, nothing happened to him. So, but just that he has a, even though. So what you're saying is, he has a son, even though the son is useless. Just have it.
It might not be useless. No.
You're being no. Life. We've seen men who have children. And the one that they put hope in is the useless one. The one where they put their hope is where that's where the benefit doesn't come for them. It is the ones that they disregarded. It's like fathers who, the only people who pay him attention are his daughters.
No matter the useless.
You say no man should be useless. The ones we see in this Lagos, whose children are they? They're not. We see some useless people here.
No one is useless.
You say nobody's useless? You're trying to be optimistic today?
If you want them to be useless.
Is Nigeria perfect? Is Nigeria perfect? Is Nigeria perfect?
It's not the case of Nigeria. I'm saying Nigeria.
No. Because it's the people. The reason you complain about Nigeria is because some people have fallen short of accountability, responsibility, and good. So because they have fallen, they take you with them into chaos, which is the things you complain about on radio. So if you are saying that Nigeria is perfect, then your argument is sealed. If you say Nigeria is not perfect, then you need to straighten out your logic.
Nigeria is not perfect.
Good. So is it possible that there are men who have children who are not credible, who do not take responsibility, who are not sensible, who have not made good use of the opportunity to live and make good decisions? Is that, does that happen?
But the fact that Nigeria is not perfect wouldn't make me to see Nigeria is not my country any longer.
I haven't asked you to deny it. You don't have another home. That's not even the conversation. Stick with the conversation. So are you saying that the woman is less important because you have faith that once you give birth to a man, he'll come out on top?
Basically, it's less important.
The woman is less important to you.
So the truth is less important than
Thank
man
you.
In the house.
Thank you very much for calling.
That is it.
Do you have daughters?
I have daughters, yes.
And your daughters are less important to you. And your daughters came out of you. Do you know that says that you are less important? Hold on. Are you a Muslim?
I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian. Do you know that the Bible says it's not what goes into the man that defiles the man, it's what comes out of the man that defiles the man? If your daughters are less, then you are less. And you can accuse me of anything, but I'm right, except you can prove me wrong.
They are less...
You are less because they're your daughters and they came out of you. So you're a man. So you think you have a throne somewhere seated by the right hand of God, right? And less came out of you, then you are less. A man can only give what he is. If you say you are great, anything that comes out of you is great. If a dog lived in your house, the dog will be great. If your daughters came out of you and you say your daughters are less, you, my caller, are less. Until you prove me right, you don't have an argument. If you can't prove me wrong, you don't have an argument.
I think you're wrong. You are wrong.
Yeah.
Women are less in the family.
Yeah, but the woman came out of you.
It came out of me.
Then you are less.
I have many of them.
Then you go back. Then you are less. But that's what you're saying. You are less. Let me tell you why you want a good country. Really, every time you say you want a good country, you want good men in office to establish good. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Now, the reason you don't have what you want is because you don't have good men in office doing what you want. That makes the country a better place. You do not suppose that the man who has failed at a responsibility which he chose to carry out is a great man. You don't suggest that. You don't say, if I am, say, CBN governor, and I steal money for healthcare, $1 billion, I steal it. You don't call me a good man when children in the hinterlands are dying because there's no healthcare. That's not how you think. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, what's your name?
Thank you. My name is Aneka.
Good to have you here.
Yes. Yeah, Joyce, you know, this topic of culture of a thing, you know, it's really, 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 really crazy. You know, I've been in the room and I've just been listening. And I'm like, in this year and time, it's amazing to know that people still think in this kind of barbaric way. Like, what do they think women are? Well, do they think that we are just a piece of trash or a tool that men can use to do whatever they wish to do whenever they want? Like, how can a culture be like this? Please, I think that everybody has an opinion to his life, how he or she wants to live a life. And anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, I think you should do away with it.
So that's the problem.
If I decide that I want to keep my father's name, it's a choice. And I think if a man loves me and we have an agreement about that, I don't see why it should be an issue for his family. Why will I be used as a piece of trash just because of culture? Not thinking about what?
Why do you feel like a piece of trash?
That's how I feel.
Okay.
That's how I feel. I feel my kinsmen don't have value for me because of culture. It shouldn't be like that. You know, my husband, when I wanted to get married, my husband and his mother are not in good terms. And it was a choice. She wasn't at our wedding. It was a choice. As long as the family, his father's family gave consent to it, he went ahead. That's what makes him feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So if anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, I think you should do away with it. Culture or no culture, just do away with it and make yourself happy. All those things are lies. The Urobo says that if an Urobo man dies, the Urobo man must be buried in his land. If he's not buried in the land, it's going to be a curse for his children. I've known a lot of Urobos that were not buried in their father's land, and they are living well, fine with their families and children, and they are prospering.
Are you from the Urobo area?
I'm not from Urobo. I'm from Kwale. I'm from Delta State.
Okay, and you know that they have a rule that says if you don't bury your father on his land, it's a curse to you.
That's what they say. I said it's a lie. I've seen a lot of Urobos, family friends that are Urobos, and they didn't bury. They buried their parents here in Lagos.
I mean, if your father died in America, and it would cost you
about 8 million naira
to bring him here, and it's just cheaper to just put the guy in one ground there.
Yes, is that a Urobo, and he has done away with his family because of what they did to him. He's in the UK, and he said if he dies, he'll be buried. None of his remains will be brought to earth. Nothing happens. All those things are lies. People should not be afraid.
But you see, the thing is, I don't think it's accurate to say it's a lie if someone wants to believe it. What I want to do is I want to challenge it. So let's assume it's the truth for somebody else. Because, you know, you're not even from Urobo, so I don't think you should be saying it's a lie. It's okay for you to say you don't believe it. But if a person says that they believe it, then let's interrogate it. We must be able to interrogate.
Let me tell you what some of this culture. In my place, I'm from Kwale. What's it called? We don't eat alligators. There are people who eat alligators. We see alligator as a god in my place.
Okay.
Now, because people believe in it, like my colleague in the office, she said when she was young, because she's also from a part of Urobo, who also believe in that culture. And she said she ate alligator when she was young, and the thing affected her body. Do you understand? They had to do some rituals and all that together. So sometimes she shows me her skin where sometimes the what's
alligator
called, her
crawls
skin,
out.
When you look at her skin, it looks like, you know, alligator, the marks and all that.
Okay.
There. And I said, because she believes it. Now, in my own place, my gator, nothing happened to him. But it's wrong. Sometimes it's what you believe that happens. If you believe that these things are true, fine, it will work for you that way. But if you don't believe they are not true, they don't work with you.
Yeah, it's okay. Anybody can believe what they believe. I don't even have a problem with what you believe. I just want to interrogate it, because if it's the truth, we can interrogate it. I'm sure about that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, Joyce.
It seems to be now it just looks as though it's culture, the male and the female, more like the male versus the female. So let's talk about it. I want to interrogate it. If there's any truth to it, the truth would come out easily. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, Joyce.
All the women. Hi, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
How are you, Joyce? This is Noye.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Joyce, I've been laughing since. So.
It's hardly
Is funny. It the reason why, you see the reason why most, all that are holding this father, most of them, they don't have the ability to give birth to a baby boy. That's why most of their children are outside people that they give their wives the link, and they will not know. Just because of the wife wants to get a male child, the wife will go outside and get pregnant and give to the husband, because then they don't need to do DNA. True or false? Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead. Are you done?
So, I'm not done. Okay. Most of them now are giving birth to the child. Most of our men that is dragging this thing now, most of our callers now, men that is dragging this, most of them are not, their fathers are not their biological father from their father's side. That is the thing that is vexing.
And you can understand why, if that is any true, you can understand why that something like that would thrive, because society insists that you get a male child. So let's talk about that then. Then the men, that's by the way, I'm where are the men who just have daughters? I want the men who have only daughters to call in. I want to know how you feel. Do you feel less a human being because you have only daughters?
When my father was alive, my father treated us as one. In fact, our first son said gone, that is even the head said gone.
He's
so,
a pain?
He's even the girls that is even trying, apart from, see, guys.
All right, so let's talk about
that. That you spoke to. You give that guy go to. You are like him. Loving you, babies.
Thank you very much for calling. We're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce Ngoenhwel.
If it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
We're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And I think we must understand that there is a consequence when a person acts, even unintentionally, acts wrongly or ignorantly. There's a consequence for that. And I think that I think culture is really beautiful, you know, but I also think that culture should be true. Culture should be just. I think culture should be fair. In the absence of that, what are you practicing? And you're going to deny that you're not a cultist. It's like, okay, great, I get it. You say you're a cultist or you're not a ritualist. All right, fine. But is this fair? Is this just? Is this true? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The telephone lines are ringing. I'm going to get back to the conversation, but let me quickly establish something. Here is a summary of a logic with that other caller. The means justifies the end. So, I mean, there's a reason why if you plant tomato, when it grows, you get tomato back. If you plant corn, when it grows, you do not plant tomato in hopes of corn. So in figuratively speaking, it means that if you are a great man, if a dog lived with you, it would be great by virtue of what you are. If you are a great woman, if a rat lived with you as a pet, you had a parrot, some of you have cats. And the way, we've seen animals, thank God to the internet. You see how some animals are getting better treatment than human beings. It's because the one who owns the animals loves the animals so much that they accord the animal equal respect as they, as they treat the human being. So if you're, for example, if you're a great man, anything that comes out of you is great. Everything. So you cannot be a great man and you have daughters and sons and your son is supposed to be great. At least you imply that your son is great, where in my conversation with the last guy, he practically kept denying the possibility that his son was not great and insisted that his daughters were less great. God of heaven, bid that. So what you're saying is that you're a great man, but your children are less. Then if the means justifies the end, then you are not as great as you perceive because less has come out of you. We're off for a break. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. What a day. All right, so I want men, I would really appreciate it because I think I want to see the world through your eyes. If you're a father and you have daughters, I guess you're probably ashamed. I don't know. So I want to assume that by rights, that by social regard, you're less regarded because that's the implication of the action that exalts the masculine over the feminine. So if you're a father, I want to hear how you feel or how you've been treated. Yeah. And if the daughter cannot carry on her father's name by choice, why? Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. You tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Oh, please, can I be anonymous?
Yes, you can, but you must turn up the volume of your radio set. That's always a deal.
Let me turn it off.
You haven't?
Well, Joyce, thank you very much for all you do.
Oh,
a day
you.
Without you is like a day without sunshine.
Wow, yeah.
I'm like a first-time caller, but I listen to you every day.
Welcome, first-time caller.
I thank you for the way you handled that man. I want to speak on the fact that my dad had daughters as girls.
You don't have a brother?
You know, We were all girls.
Okay.
Before my dad took care of all of us, even with everything people were saying, he refused. He said he values us just like a boy. So, but finally, my dad, my mom had two daughters. Today, we are dead. They are all gone. But when my mom died, the first
Did you say your mom had sons as well? Pardon me.
What did you say?
Did your mother have sons as well?
Yes. Finally, she had two sons. There were a whole lot of girls that she had earlier before, like seven girls.
Then did they die? Pardon me, I didn't get that.
No, both parents are all dead.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're not here to enjoy us.
Okay.
But you know, my dad had a son. The mom died giving birth to him before he married my mom. But when my dad died, it was we, the girls, that gave my dad a befitting burial.
Okay.
My brother could not bring one naira. He didn't have money.
I mean, he was the last born, man. Are you rushing
today? No. Our first born is a guy. The mom died giving birth to him before my dad married my mom.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So we're talking about son.
Yeah, so now you see that thing you have done, it's not regarded by those who uphold patriarchy. They don't think it counts for much. It's like, hey, you brought money and so what? Sit down there and keep quiet. Only you speak when spoken to.
Yes, my brother could not contribute anything, but he was a son that was regarded as son. We're not regarded because we're all daughters.
Do you know what society is saying?
My dad is defeating them.
Yeah.
We buried him like a governor of the state that he was not.
Yeah, but it seems as though society is maybe, or at least some people who uphold patriarchy, are insisting that have a son, even if he's headless, just have something. Let it be. Yeah. So we have to interrogate that. That's really what this conversation
is. Yeah, that culture is just rubbish.
Let's talk
about it. For me, if I was a daughter to that man would suffer. I would not take care of him.
But
he's saying that his daughters are not important.
Yeah, but
daughters
you see,
these days are the ones that handle homes, even more than the guys.
Yeah.
There are lots of people that have male children.
I don't want you to think... Okay, I mean, I get it, and I get how that can be very... So that's the thing, you see, it's very offending. But you have to... When you are better than a philosophy, you act better than that philosophy. So you're not the kind of daughter who would allow her father suffer just because he thinks you're less. Many men know the truth, but they don't have the courage to speak it.
Exactly.
So as the daughter, you not only speak your truth, you act it. And you're not going to let your father suffer just because he thinks something. Just the fact that you're taking care of him tells him everything.
Yeah.
Just the fact that he can't even take care of himself is one. Two, the fact that the son whom he thought was going to take care of him is not taking care of him is two. The fact that he disregarded you and you are the one feeding him is 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Keep counting until you're tired.
Yes, most daughters these days are the one holding their family. Because when you get married to the daughter, that one belongs to another home. But it's even the female daughters that keep the home.
Let's find out what men have to say.
All this culture thing needs to be abolished. They need to face the truth. Joyce, thank you so much for
thank
all
you
this.
Very
I
much
love you so much.
I
love you so much.
You. All right. Great. We'll go back to war. Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Hey, Auntie. What I want to tell you is I support women. Equal rights. But it is written in the Bible that a woman is supposed to leave her papa's house and go and marry and answer her husband's name. For example, my sister cannot go from Abuja and tell me, say, make I give her land. It is only 7 and a keto pepe and it's an apple and the white goat that I will give her to Pamadoha. So it cannot work. Let us be sincere. It can never work.
Thank you very much for calling.
My sister can never tell me, say, make I give her land. The only 7 and a keto pepe, Moko Chileke, and if you try me as that people, and if you offend the God, and I will pull it back for you. If you offend God now, Auntie, I will start from you. I will start from you now, Auntie.
Hello, Joe. Are you threatening me? Wait. What did you say about me and the gods? What did you say?
No. If you try to change what God has created in the Bible, now only 7 alligator pepper, I will say, Sister Joyce, the only Melikwe, Sister Joyce, the only Melikwe, the gods will follow you.
I think I think you suppose that you know.
No, like that. I will do this afternoon now. Don't try to change what God has created in the Bible.
Hold on. Now that you've told me that, you think you think I'm going to what? Change?
Let me say you're going to know. I'm telling you the natural philosophy of what God reads in the Bible.
I think you
the
think.
The woman will leave her husband's house and go to
Okay, you know what? Thank you.
Husband.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that is written.
Hello, Joe. Is that his. goodness. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Oh, come on now, please. Nigeria Info, Sonny, good to have you here. Thank you. Good to have you here.
Yeah, I'll do you agree, Victor.
All right. Oh, nah. I am prove this, your lordship. Prove it.
One now, why? I run a man with baggy today. Nah, I got a bum.
Let me hear you then. We all want to hear you. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, my sister, the thing is, in the issue of culture and tradition, I think based on the trajectory and the contradictions involved, there has to be dynamics. When you talk of dynamics, the people who lived in the media age, I think most of them live in a very hamlet and confined community. That's when the essence of those philosophies of culture were very, very valid. But now, you see, we live in a very advanced society which has dynamism. Most of the things that we are inimical against the sexes of children, of people then, have been amended. In the issue of trying to make sure a woman retains the name of the family, I think based on the dynamism of our society, we have to add modernization. I was reading something the other day about Ndudi Elumelu, Abi Tony Elumelu, the mogul. He said something that he is trying to transfer everything he has as to his daughter. The daughter is elderly to two twins of Tony Elumelu, but he is not looking at those guys. Based on the fact that the daughter is an economist, a graduate of economist, he felt that the daughter will take care of all his investment across the globe. Now, I think the best thing every man should do is to make sure you train your child, you train your children very well. It doesn't count. Hello, are you there with me?
I'm listening, yeah.
Yes, it doesn't count if your child is a male or female. What matters is who carries your name. Who then carries your name is that child who you will be proud of, whether man or woman. Now, we are talking about the Joyce Onyemowas, the Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala's, the
Dora Akunyele, what's that?
Dora Akunyele, Amina Mohammed, and the rest of them. We are not calling the names of their fathers. No, they carry the name of their fathers. It's a thing of sex. If you like to carry the name of your father, it's left for you. Like when I married my wife, there's a scenario. When I wanted to marry my wife, my dad said, where do you want to marry your wife? I said, I want to marry from Ebonyi State. My father said, no, that I must marry from within, from Imo State. I said, Dad, I'm not marrying from Imo State. He said, well, I said, you don't compare me with any other person that married so close. But he was looking for the angle of proximity. That if he wants to see his
grandchildren,
in-laws, he will have to charter a bus to go to Ebonyi State. I said, Dad, it doesn't count. This is my life. And this is the woman I think will give me the joy of my life. So it doesn't matter where I marry from. Allow me to marry from where I feel I will marry from. Then at the end of the day, I started to work with examples of people who marry closely.
I'm sorry.
That are not enjoying their marriage.
Okay.
Said, okay, son, just go marry whosoever you want to marry from anywhere.
Okay.
Now, I married from Ebonyi State and I'll be the best woman on earth. So what we are talking about is the person that will carry the name of the father. It doesn't matter whether male or female, because I have an elder brother, immediate, who has two daughters. He doesn't have a son.
Uh-huh.
If he's listening to this conversation, how would he be feeling that his children that he loves so much, at the end of the day, he will ostracize them because he doesn't have a son?
I wish your brother would even call. But yeah, thank you very much for calling.
No,
really.
No, he's very far away in Hong Kong. He's not around.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Look, if you're a father, you have daughters, I want to hear your story, because you seem to be the last to bend before culture just takes full swing. And many fathers have fallen for the temptation of what culture expects of them. So you hear of fathers who love their wife, but culture says, you don't have a son. Go and marry another woman and get a son. So they go get themselves into another new trouble of having another woman whom you don't love and you have a son with, and it seems as though you're living up to the expectations of culture. Then you are living the truth of your philosophy. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, the conversation will continue. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, hello.
Good afternoon to you. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, let me quickly do that.
Please, thank you. Hello, thank you.
Alhamdulillah, thank God that you
came. Alhamdulillah.
I've been trying to call since we're even discussing about it with my woman here before you
pick. Oh, great, call. Thank you for calling.
Actually, what I want to say, well, I'm sorry that I will have to talk in a religious way because...
Okay.
Obviously, I don't think I really have a culture because I was given birth to on those Kogi states. I grew up to 5 years of age in Ondo, and I came back to Lagos from 5 years of age. I was living with my mom's elder sister up to you now. So I don't really have any stable culture. I can only do things referencing to my religion. So based on our Islamic ethics, are you with me?
I'm listening, yeah, I am.
Yeah. Like, I got married March this year, and there was, when I was discussing with my wife, father and mother, discussion about name also came in, and I told them, by our Islamic ethics, it is not allowed.
What's not allowed? Pardon me, what's not allowed?
No child is allowed
to
change his or her father's name. Whether the child is a female, male or a hermaphrodite, you cannot change your father's name.
Okay.
You are supposed to go with your father's name. Even when the lady is married, the lady continues with her father's name.
Okay.
Because our Islamic ethics teach us that the child is supposed to take the father's name so that they can trace the lineage of the child. So you are supposed to continue with your father's name. It's only when the two couples are come together to establish a family, then the children that they give birth cannot take the name of the father. So they continue that way. And I collected my marriage certificate. She retained her father's name. I retained my own name. There's no need to go for any change of name or anything.
No, wait, you said you took marriage certificate to change your name?
No. I didn't change the name.
Okay.
My own name continued with her father's name. My own continued the way it was, and that's all. And Islam does not even, like our religion does not say that, okay, this one cannot inherit, this one cannot, this one, this one is not important, this one, no. Every child is blessings from God.
Ah.
We are all blessings from God, whether male or female, nobody is less important.
Oh, well, then.
Whichever one you are, nobody is.
So anyone you are given, you're grateful for it.
Of course, even in the place that I grew up, because my mom's elder sister got married to a Yoruba man, the man has two daughters. He even made sure that he spent his last cover to train those two daughters to higher institution. And made sure that the boys, he stopped them at secondary school and said that they should
go on also.
Also, so that he wants them to also, they should be man enough to.
Wait, he sent his daughters to school and then told his boys to go and hustle.
Yeah, when they go after secondary school, he said that he wants them to have the taste of life, that he doesn't want them to be so, that he doesn't want to, I don't know how to say, he doesn't want them to grow up so soft, that they will not be able to withstand the challenges of life like that. So
I think he was lying. I think he didn't have enough money to send all of them to school, so he just invested in his daughters and told the boys, go on, hustle.
If it's for now, I can say he doesn't really have a game, but at that time that he made that decision, he has.
He
just took it as a philosophy.
Okay.
So, but his daughters, he did that, he doesn't want people to
push them around.
He doesn't want people to take advantage of them.
Wow.
I don't want any man to come and say that, okay, because she just graduated for junior secondary or senior secondary, they are not taking advantage. You want that anytime there is his daughters appear in the society, they should be able to talk.
Wow.
And respect them. And
I could buy your brother a beer.
Graduated from UNILAG.
Okay.
He's a University of Lagos. And the second daughter also from University. So, and everything's going on. So I don't know about any other culture.
I mean, first of all, like, look, you already, so what you have done is you have adopted a culture, and practically what a culture means is your philosophy. That's really what culture is supposed to be. Not what I tell you to do. Not what I tell you to do that benefits me. That's not what culture is supposed to be. Culture is a propagation of a philosophy.
Of course.
So
because me, at a point, I decided in my own pilot, since we from school in social studies, we learned that culture is the total way of life, and I have taken that
me, I'm going to take my own religion as the total way of life, and my religion will take this place of culture, because one way or the other, any way of life is either is culture or is religion, because even in religion, what they teach you, what they propagate in religion is also just a way of life, just to live a decent life.
You're not a bastard. You're not a bastard. Look at you. Like, this is, and it's interesting because, you know, your background is even complex, because given where you were born and where you grew up, it's difficult for you to really have a culture notion of culture. Yeah.
And to be sincere with you, I just discovered that when I was about to get married, because there was many, many back and forth, talk this, talk that, I have to stand my ground on this. Even all this is a situation, all this condition of a you want to get married, and the people that were not there when the girl in question was growing up, people that know when she was growing up, it was just her mother, her father. I met her since she was already in the 100 level in school, and I too was supporting until she got to 300 level and graduated. Now we're about to get married. Some families just come from one way or the other and tell you that she go and bring half cow, bring bag of rice, bring this and that. They will not tell you that one is for the family. That then it's for the family in what sense?
Yeah, they share themselves into groups. So they tell you the mother's group, father's group, boys in the street groups,
and
girls
all that
in the street
too,
groups.
Thank God she has a father that is very wise. So we sit down and talk about it. We say, no, all those things should not be part of it.
Oh.
If they say that in the days of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was they talked about it. Prophet said that this is in the culture. They allowed it, but everybody, they should do it with modesty. If it is called gift, then you give
what you
are supposed to present the gift to someone willingly, not to somebody that will be dictating to you that
I'll be billing you.
You are supposed to give me one bag of rice as a gift. You should know that somebody is entitled to such.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody will sit you down and tell you that, you know, these are your wife's family. You know, you are supposed to give them gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah, I can decide to give them a carton of biscuits as a gift. I can decide to give them pure water as I can afford.
Afford, yeah.
Not that somebody will just sit down.
Tell you going to bring half cow.
And start writing. You bring half a cow as a gift. That one is no more a gift. You are forcing me to give you something.
Yeah.
I think you are entitled to it or something like that.
Yeah. Look, thank you very much. I do really appreciate the conversation I just had with you. Very, very fun.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was fun.
Thanks for being here. So this is my first time calling anyway.
First time calling.
I've been listening
nice meeting
for a very
you.
Long time. Yeah.
Nice meeting you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're going to continue this conversation next week because we have to make way now for Desmond to have a minute before it's 2:30. Next week, we're going to speak about who determines the bride price, the woman whose price is being paid, or those about her. And how do we determine what bride price should be worth? Of course, we're going to have to analyze cultures and see how cultures arrive at that summary. Given the fact that some cultures already think that the woman isn't worth much, let's find out how they therefore determine bride price. And really a big thank you to all our callers this afternoon. We'll further the conversation next week. And so from me to you, thank you to our callers today. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Really has been very informative, very enlightening. So next week, the conversation will continue. We're trying to get on to Desmond right now. It's about a few more seconds before it's 2:00. I have like 30 seconds before it's 2:30. Oh, Desmond is here then. All right. Welcome.